about time. It's about my time. You draw a fine line. You draw a very fine line. I run the red lights. I run all the red lights. So it took time, but I won the best prize.
Secret Monolith. That's our guest on this week's Worst Little Podcast.
Oh, shit. So sorry.
Who wants to be famous? Who wants to die for art?
Torino, the biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? Contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Uncle Nick.
Podcasting live from the recent past in the Dogwater studio, high above UNR, all that shit in Reno. You see the balls, the arches, everything. It's the Worst Little Podcast, and I'm your worst little host, Nick Ramirez. And I got my good friends here. We got Cadillac Kim, we got Patrick, and Dogwater Dick in the back. Plus Secret Monolith.
On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Balls and arches.
Balls and arches,
balls and
baby.
Arches.
All right. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Good morning.
Hello. Yay. It's been a couple weeks.
Yeah, I was out of town, so we had to not have a show.
Well, okay. I was out of town, too. So.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's right. I saw that we were all like, it's Easter. Let's fucking go somewhere.
Yeah, we went to the coast. It was fucking magical. It's always magical. I don't know. There's Mendocino is just like, can't describe it.
God, there's a whole Anne Rice werewolf book that takes place in Mendocino.
No shit.
Yep.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
It's great.
I believe it's werewolf.
Werewolf.
Excuse me.
Curse of the werewolf. Mm-hmm. I like how you have all this crazy money to go to Mendocino.
Oh, I don't.
Yeah.
My boyfriend took me. I didn't pay for anything.
That's a job in and of itself.
Oh.
Work hard, play hard.
Right.
Kim's in her nurse uniform right now. Just came from work.
I did.
Yeah.
That's a full no ragrets kind of thing.
Full what? No ragrets.
That's right. No ragrets.
No ragrets.
That's my tramp stamp.
I have a tattoo that says no regrets, so
do you really?
I legitimately do. It's right there.
Yeah. Where is it located?
on my collarbone.
Okay.
It's properly spelled, though, yeah?
Yes,
yeah.
It is. Is yours?
Of course not.
Oh, fuck. All right, show and tell later. Apparently, this is a show and tell episode for this completely audio podcast. So I guess we're going to have to describe it to the audience, what we're looking at.
Yeah, we'll take pictures, and if you go to the blog at worstlittlepodcast.com, you can check out the pictures.
You can check out the tramp stamps.
I wonder how many people actually go to the blog and look at the pictures, or if I'm just wasting my time all these years.
No, I think you should do it. It's a nice, like, I don't know. What's the word I'm looking for?
Unknown.
Documentation?
Yeah.
There you go. Well, Nick, and it saves my fucking ass because I'll have a band on that I'll have a band over like hanging out or recording or something, and I won't remember the bass player's name. And then I go to the blog and they're on the podcast and bam.
And if we start posting tramp stamps, the traffic might
increase. Exactly.
That's true. That's a good
start selling ads.
Is what we need.
More tramp stamps,
yeah,
please.
The bass player in our still unnamed band is Leah. We just called it Secret Monolith because we were watching a lot of episodes of a 70s show called Bigfoot and Wild Boy.
What?
What?
Bigfoot and Wild Boy.
Secretly, oh, that's what all so these songs good. Are about.
Is this like a spinoff from Land of the Lost or something?
Yeah, but...
It's same vein.
Wow, that's so awesome.
So when we actually come up with a name that we can agree on, we'll let you know.
What was the name of the wild kid on Land of the Lost? Remember there was like a...
Nachaka?
Yeah, that's what it was. Good job, Nick. Oh, and the scary things were called the...
Sleestacks.
Oh, God bless you guys. Everybody here is as old as I am.
And that gave birth to Scared of Chaka.
Yeah, that's right. And then there was a graffiti artist named Chaka, I guess, or something. And that's why Dave Grohl put Chaka on his thing. I thought it was because he kind of looked like Chaka from that was our introduction to Dave Grohl back then.
Straight Neanderthal drummer.
Yeah, you didn't see his face. It was just hair. So we're like, that's cool, Chaka. I get it. I see what they're doing. But I was wrong.
Not it at all.
No, marketing geniuses.
It's a graffiti guy. Tagger, actually.
Should we go around and actually introduce who these mystery voices are? Mm. It's been a really Great long idea. Time since we've Great had idea. You in the studio, so maybe our listeners have forgotten.
Yes, who you are and what you play. Go!
My name is Darren. I play the drums.
Yay!
My name is Leah. I play bass.
Yay!
I'm Cyril. I play guitar.
Cyril's playing guitar!
And now for our listening audience, we're going to go through your Reno music history. bands that you've been in Reno... Darren?
This one, I still going to school, so I appreciate the opportunity these guys are giving me.
Oh, give me a break.
To prove myself.
Oh, man, I'm thinking of the other Darren Barnes who's in all those bands back in the day. I know. Well, welcome to the show, man.
I know. It's weird how old and what a doppelganger I am of that guy, whoever he may be. Band history, yeah. Well, Leah and I played in one of the versions of Gob in the 90s.
Legendary.
Which I was in, I guess, from 1990. At the end of 1990 is when I joined that. And then, yeah, we did things. And I was in Scurvy Bastards for a while.
Drumming?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I got asked to play percussion in that when Robert was still the drummer, but he was going into the military. And the timeline is he is about to retire 25 years in. That's how long it's been.
Wow.
But side note, with those guys, they're re-recording the Livid songs that they did way, 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 way back when with Robert drumming. Richard, Carl, and Robbie. So I'm actually pretty stoked to hear the recordings of that.
Cool.
And then years went by. Leah pretended she didn't know me.
Yeah, I still do.
Yeah. She'd like walk into the smart bar at the Apple store or some shit and like hit me in the face with her laptop and be like, get out of my way, man. I'm like, don't you know me? And she's like, fuck you, dude. Can I say dude on the radio? Or?
We kind of frown upon that. Yeah.
This is Reno. Everybody says dude.
But then, Chandra hit me up to be in Plastic Caves with her and John. And at the same time,
I love that band.
Leah called me up and said, guess what, stupid? You're going to be in a band with me again. And I said, we need to establish the whole Jagger-Watts relationship where – you're my singer / bass player, mm-hmm. not I'm your drummer.
Right.
Oh, I was in a band where someone got mad at me for that.
And we won't say who.
Oh, I will.
I know. Yeah. I won't say who.
Oh,
you.
God, am I going to have to bleep something right off of that?
Beep. But yeah, so sorry. Long story short, I should have never gone zip lining. yeah, we... Got a chance to get together, I guess it was 2012 or so, Leah, Cyril, and I, and we did a ABC cult for up until the time Leah moved. And then, yeah, she came back about a year ago, called me up and said, guess what, dummy? I'm coming to your work. I live here now. Fuck you.
Did you go?
Rad.
I said, ah. And she goes,
he made a secret pact. He can never turn me down for a band. So even if he doesn't want to, but he has to be in the band. Yeah. That's right. He's beholden. It was a blood pact.
It's an auto response. Yeah. can't stop it. And she's like, I'm going to track down Cyril. And we're like, our pact is actually we play until we die or get kicked out of the retirement home.
Yeah, it's pretty much all on Leah.
Will you be playing at the retirement home, though?
Yeah, we will.
Okay, can I go to that retirement home? I want to retire there. Just put that on the record. Whoever's going to be paying for my retirement.
It's got to be a single level. Boyfriend. I can't climb stairs anymore.
Hopefully.
Your boyfriend.
Anyway, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
I know. That's just
like the coolest retirement home I can think of.
Yeah. I probably wouldn't be playing if it wasn't for Leah when she gives you the call. You know, it's like recruitment time. It's time to go back into the military.
They're just trying to be nice to me. These guys, you play with another band right now.
Yeah, but it's not really – it's different, you know. We write music here, you know. That's drumming. I don't know. Drumming for me is kind of exercise. Therapy, it's different a little bit.
Do you want to share with people what bands you've been in? Because you were in one of my all time fucking favorite ones.
Yeah.
Well, geez, I've been in a lot of bands that I don't even remember, but you know, I guess there's a band called The Woodburns, The Clients, Gray Mauser.
Yeah.
And then moved away and then came back and just played with the Shames.
Yes.
And Alphabet Cult.
Yes.
And a few other people and little bands that, you know, you just get together with friends and you call yourself something, but you don't, you know, you're not actually playing out, just kind of playing for each other and hanging out.
Yeah. And if the band rehearses and nobody's in the forest to hear it, does it really rehearse?
Great question. Yeah, I don't know. Great question.
Yeah, looking back, who knows? Yeah. If it's not on Spotify, maybe it didn't happen. Yeah.
That's why we do what we do.
Right. We have to catch that shit.
That's right.
Yeah.
We
definitely have some archive exclusives when bands come on and then the next week they broke up and you're off. Jesus, what happened?
Yeah. It really feels weird when we make them break up and then it's like we have their only recordings and they're no longer a band.
Oh, that's really only happened one time.
But it is like we're like making money and then not making money, but like we're making it more exclusive by ruining your band while you're on the show.
No, he really did say that to me. There was a couple of the band. He's like, we got to get them now. They're going to break up.
You can tell.
And then we tracked them and they were great and then they broke up.
I called it. One of them recently, I even said it on the show and I felt and I thought like, I'm just joking around. And then it happened. I'm really sorry.
I hate when bands break up, but I like when they make new rap bands too. And you're like, that was the right move then.
Yeah.
You know, it's just sad in the moment. You're like, oh, but I fucking love you guys. You know,
I'm never going to get to hear those songs again or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I heard, you know, you guys have all rocked and all this other fucking rad shit that I love. And then we heard that first track that you played at the beginning of the show. Pretty fucking great that we have this now, right?
Yeah, thanks.
Oh, yeah,
and it's
us?
An album. Yeah. It's a five track album,
yes,
brand
it's
new.
Very great.
The album is awesome.
Good answer, everybody.
Shall we dive into the second song?
Ooh, let's do it. Is this album everywhere? You brought in a vinyl. Are you holding a vinyl?
Yeah.
We just got him in the mail today.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, this album's everywhere.
Can you see us?
No.
Okay.
I could lie and say yes.
Everybody in the room can see me hold the record up. And everybody can imagine someone holding up a record.
You know what that looks like. You've seen someone hold a record
now,
before.
Go look up Secret Monolith because it's great album artwork. It looks great.
If you wanted to play another song, the next one would be Bad News, I'm Sick.
Good news, my brother too. Let's break some
Was that inspired by actual events?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yeah. You guys jumped off many roofs before?
Childhood events.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
I mean,
staying home from school. We kind of lifted the first line from Leah's son's journal.
Is that terrible?
Bad news, oh, no. I'm sick.
Does he
good
know?
News, my brother too.
Yeah, he was so, super. He loves his older brother and his that journal. He's like five. It's really little. And he, I took it to practice because I thought it was mine. And I was like, oh no, this is Linus's journal from a long time ago. But yes, he knows that that was from his journal and he is really embarrassed about it.
Oh, I was going to say, he knows you read his journal.
Yeah, but that was the only thing that was
line
in there.
Set it off.
Bad news, yeah. I'm sick. Good news, my brother, too. He's like, that is so dorky. I'm really
well, but when I first heard
it,
I thought that he was that you were happy that your brother was sick because you don't like your brother. And now it's in this whole different light that, like, good news, my brother's
yeah,
here, he's cool.
They're home.
I didn't even take it that way. I took it the opposite way.
Yeah, I think that that's what everybody would take it as, maybe. But actually, brothers really like each other. My kids really like each other. So,
aww. How old are they now?
Yeah. 15 and almost 20.
Aw.
I'm sure.
Do they still hang out? Do they still get along?
Yeah.
Aw, that's sweet.
I mean, they fought a lot, you know.
Well, yeah, you do.
Yeah. It's... The older one was really mean.
Did they actually break glass and cut themselves?
No.
That'd be me.
That's
that's me. Jump off the roof. Look out. You broke your arm.
Cyril's got some really crazy cousin stories.
Yeah. Not tonight, though.
Were you jumping off into a pool or just into the grass? Or
like just fly? In the grass. Yeah. But, you know, jump too high, somebody's going to break.
Yeah, I don't know. Do you guys, are you familiar with Santa Claus and the Ice Cream Bunny?
Yes.
So
terrifying.
That is
terrifying.
Peak yeah. Our childhood. And there's a scene in that, we'll call it a movie loosely.
Yeah, it's that bad.
But there's a kid jumping off the roof with a patio umbrella. Like, that's going to slow him down. And that song... That line always reminded me of that. So whenever we're playing it, I have that vision of Cyril jumping off a roof with a patio umbrella as if he's that kid in Santa Claus and Ice Cream Bunny. And
you guys, that, I mean, just, I feel like I could do that.
You think
you
could do that?
I feel like you can fly.
No, I mean, but the patio umbrella would slow me down enough that I'd be okay.
Let's pause the podcast. Let's
I know. Because I have.
Let's get back on.
I have two patio umbrellas, so we could, like, both two could go once. And I have a ladder that gets us up on the second floor, like the top roof. Nick's been up there with me.
Okay.
Nick, if we ran and jumped off the back with patio umbrellas, what do you think?
It's like in my head, I think so, but I don't, the physics, I don't know.
Okay. What I want to say though, is if I was being chased by like Satan or something, I would grab the patio umbrella and try it.
Satan would never chase you.
I he'd think it would work in a dream.
Yes,
yeah. And Satan
for
would
sure.
chase, like he'd be afraid of you. Yeah.
But if I had to jump off the roof, I want that fucking patio umbrella. It sounds like it. They're 7 feet wide. That has to help a little.
I always thought it would be like
that's eight.
Well, I'd rather have it than not have it. Yeah,
yeah, that's my point. Yeah.
I'm just thinking how do you jump off like the direction you got to go to get the thing just right to slow
to catch the wind.
The wind, right.
Yeah, you're right. And it would fuck you up when you first jumped off because it would mess up your whole like momentum, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, like you'd have to like run off something high enough that when you were falling, you could spring it open and then that
would. Oh, yes.
Mary Poppins style.
Yeah.
There's got to be a video of somebody doing
down,
this.
But
the
probably.
Only answer to this is science, you guys.
I mean, a 7-foot umbrella should do something.
Try it.
Just look it up on YouTube. Somebody's fucking done
exactly.
this.
Exactly. That's what I got to find out.
If we properly emulate the movie with a very horrifying Easter Bunny costume and a gorilla suit, sure, I'm in.
Levi has a bunny suit.
Oh, I was going to say Rory has one too, I think.
Oh my gosh, we know two people with a bunny suit?
He would have a bunny
somehow.
Suit.
That's trouble.
That makes so much sense for Rory.
It's trouble. So anyway, aside from Leah's kids being represented in that song, I liked that one because when we recorded it, Leah was actually very excited about the drums, which made me feel all kinds of funny.
Yeah. Yeah. They're so good. It's really, the drums are really
so
good.
So, yeah, we were with Zach, and Cyril put a lot of work into making it creative and getting it to sound as good as it does.
So good.
And then we kept Leah's voice on the end because it just, you know, it's one of those happy
things. It just picked
things.
Up by the floor mics.
It's so rad.
But
yeah, it's super like vintagey sounding, you guys.
Oh, thanks.
So good job.
And the drums really did sound good.
Definitely. Yeah. How long have you been working on this project?
Just this year.
Yeah, we did it over the summer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'll give you the quick, I never should have gone zip lining part two story, long story short.
Okay.
Do you guys want some Baja Blast Mountain Dew first? Or,
yeah. Take a swig.
Some slice.
I'd rather do meth.
Some orange slice.
For sure.
Might be safer.
Than so, on your stomach.
Leah and I have known Zach Damon since we were littles, like middle school littles, and ran into him getting roped in with Lenny Matz to work at Debocherino for the Pete, and saw Zach there. He's running sound. He said, "You should come out to the studio." And I said, "Okay, I'll call you. Tell me what open dates you got." So he gave me open dates, and I'd gone out there just to make noise, like with Mark and then Sophie, and then Leah moved back and said, "Guess what?" And the next date I had studio time for, Alex and I, Alex Garcia that I was in Caves with, we recorded some stuff. And then that gave Leah and Cyril and I a timeline to actually get together and write. And we actually came up with these songs, and we were, I don't know, old age dementia setting in or something, and that excitability of, well, we did it. It's done. I can rest now. And Zach put in a lot of work with Cyril to get the mix how we wanted it to sound, and did some really nice stuff to it. And I just got excited, didn't fucking say anything other than maybe a month after the fact. Guess what, guys? I just put the record and ordered some copies to be made, and don't be mad because I didn't ask you, so fuck it.
How did that make you guys feel?
Good. We each have our strengths. Darren's good at bringing the material to life. Leah's good at bringing us together, and I'm kind of in between and finishing touches.
Was this all out at the place that was in Fallon?
Tin Roof?
Okay, rad.
Yeah, the recording was, and then the final mixes were actually at Zach's house. Alex and I, he's got that practice space out at Panther Valley, and he's just like, "I got some riffs, come play." And then that turned into, "Hey, Leah and Cyril, we're going to play again. Can we practice here? We'll rent some space too." Yeah. So we've been out there for, like a year now.
So, but you finally, is this your debut? You've not played anywhere. Does anybody know about this? Is it a real secret?
Are you going to play anywhere?
I don't know if we are, Nick. It's different.
Just a studio project?
I don't know. It's weird, especially after, you know, recording this and then putting a lot of work into it. And it sounds, you know, like the songs themselves, we worked hard on writing the songs and getting the arrangements right. But then when we went in to record them, finally had the opportunity to fine tune them kind of the way I wanted to and put some extra things on it. And so now I don't know if I really want to play out anymore because I don't think we could actually play the songs the way they're recorded.
I know we'd have to have at least another guitar player and another singer.
And then it's a matter of like rehearsing really good. Cause you know, I don't know. My reasons for playing out are different now than maybe they used to be. Like, why would I play out now? I think it would either just be, fuck it. We just kind of, you know, play loose or whatever, like we used to, and who cares? But now I think if I'm going to take the time to play out, that I would rather like super hardcore rehearse and bring somebody else in and then like, "Hey, would you mind playing exactly what I tell you to play?" I don't know if that's cool, you know, and then like maybe even just make it more of something than what I used to do, what we would used to do as a, so I don't really know, you know, like why exactly would I play a show anymore? I'm not
record
sure.
release party.
Yeah. But
you could just play the record.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
If you could pick any three bands to play with in Reno, like any three Reno bands, who would they be for your album release party?
Gosh, I don't even know, because I don't even know who plays anymore. Because really? When's the last time have you seen me out? I don't go. I don't even know what's going on, honestly.
I think he'd be dope with Elephant Rifle.
For sure.
I have an answer to this question.
All right.
Leah, do you want to kick something in first or no?
No, but I was going to make fun of.
Fun of my answer?
No. I'm not going to make fun.
My clothes.
No,
my hair,
go ahead.
My shoes. My general disposition.
No.
And also, like, for us to play, here's my reason for playing. Is more just to hang out with these two people that I've known for so long. Yeah. So we go up to our little rehearsal studio, and sometimes we might not really even play a lot. We'll just kind of hang out and talk, or we'll play and it's just god awful, or we'll play and we'll be very focused and we'll write in a range. So it's like we don't exactly have, you know, like set goals except for when, okay, we're going to record, and then we all are pretty experienced. So when we buckle down and go, okay, let's focus. And then we can really get into that. I don't know if that was, I don't even remember what we were talking about.
What bands in Reno would you like to play with? Yeah. Jaren was going to say something.
Sorry.
Who's Mark playing with?
Oh, he's Manchild and Kanawha.
You're talking Mark Ernest?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, every other band in town.
I always like to play with Mark.
Who's he not playing with?
Every band that Mark is not in, Nick is in. Every band that Nick or Mark is not in, Scott is in.
Oh, yeah. Any of those bands. So, that's who I want to play.
And then you could throw Mikey in there. And any band that she's in.
Yeah.
I'd play with any combination of those bands.
So everybody's still playing.
Everybody's playing.
Yeah. That'd be Serena super cool.
Yeah, Cyril, rewind to when you were out. It hasn't changed.
Gotcha.
Exactly. And that's why Cyril was drumming for 18 bands at one time. But no, a solid lineup, if we were to ever play like these songs out, would be like us, Roxy, Rotary Club. That would be a solid show.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Is Ilya playing in Rotary Club? Who's Ilya playing with?
Yeah, that's Rosie and John. And then their other band is they just released another record, too.
Are they a new band? I've not heard of them.
No.
We're seeing them.
They're old, but slightly younger.
Oh, so like me.
Right.
Okay.
You get where I'm
at. And
I'm
a slightly younger
and
old.
Us.
Something to that effect, yeah.
That's funny. Mikey makes up posters because she's got a new thing coming out.
Nice.
Basically with the same folks, kind of like you guys are doing with Penny and Scott and her new songs and stuff. And nice. She, on her mock-up flyer for the show, it does say Rotary Club on there. She had.
Nice. Nice. That's cute.
Have we had them on the show before?
I don't think we have yet. No.
We should do that then.
Yeah, let's book them. Okay. Send them our way. Anybody who knows them?
I'm completely spacing the project that they just put out that's not Rotary Club. It's Ilya and Rosie and Megan, who, you know, Megan's awesome. And I was stoked to see that they were doing something, and now I can't fucking remember.
The name.
And I just listened to it Friday, and it was really good. Man, that sounds great. And I've always liked Megan's vocals.
What band was she in again?
Cathedral Ghost.
Yes.
And
that was a cool band.
Now, when you remember the name of the new thing, send it to us. We can put it in the blog that nobody reads.
Well, you know, what does reading get you anyway?
I mean.
Well, in this case, a picture of some tramp stamps.
That's right.
Well, if you can actually read, then congratulations, you'll be excited to follow the trail from my tramp stamp of no regrets.
Yes.
To multiple arrows that point to my quote unquote glory box.
My God, what? That's not real.
Excellent.
I don't want to know if that's real.
It's unfortunately a real thing. We experienced at a show when we got to see the Portishead reunion. And this chick was just amped out of her fucking mind. And that was her tattoo on her, you know.
Oh, I thought you said it was your tattoo. I don't want to see that.
I haven't perfected the will to do that to myself. Yeah. But I'm clearly so scarred from that experience.
Honestly, the problem is you'd have to have somebody else do it to you because you can't reach back there. So who do you trust to do
How
that?
How many times I've said
or to
that?
Just see that? I mean.
Dude, no. I've got a left hand and a mirror. I don't know what you're talking about.
Do you want to do that on the podcast?
You know what? Yeah.
We will document that.
Yeah.
When you get the video ready, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Then that's the Patreon right there.
There you go. People will pay for that. Probably double.
No, it'll be like the whole you two on your phone thing. They'll like pay you to not have to experience it. For the love of God. But no, man, we were so excited. It was like the best three bands in a row. You're going to see like Portishead, Prince, and Kraftwerk in a row.
Wow.
And this chick next to us has that on her stuff, I guess you'd say. And is just screaming about her Glory Box the whole time.
Okay, Glory Box has to go on the band name.
Oh, yeah,
list.
Put that on band list.
Yes.
Yeah, downstairs. Glory Box, okay.
But it has to be fronted by a girl or girl-ish singer who can only scream Glory Box.
Okay.
That's the only lyric you'll ever need. Glory Box 1, Glory Box 2.
This made up band of ours. Okay.
That's right.
Glory Box.
I could probably sing in a band like that if that's all I had to do.
She'll be the new Jean-Michel Jarre.
And your scrubs are the perfect outfit for it.
Why?
100%.
Why?
I love this.
That's great.
We recently had a band on Sweet Decay, and they were telling us how they come up with songs sometimes. They'll just look around the room and pick three things, right? And they were in this room, and they're all like, you know, like Rabbit, Light, Tapestry. And then they went home and they're like, dude, we wrote a song called Rabbit Light Tapestry.
No.
And presented it like it was a couple of days later or something. And you know.
Was it about you guys?
I think it was about like
did they share the song?
Their point that we saw there was a brief like Instagram video about it, like a little loop of it, right?
Yeah, I don't know if it was about us, but
But that was their point when they were talking about it, is that you just pick three words, because the whole thing of songwriting being difficult is that there's every option is available and that freezes you. And when you narrow it down by saying we're going to use these three words, suddenly you're able to work and come up with something.
Well, yeah, it's the same mindset as writing a bunch of random shit on paper, putting it into a bowl and then just picking, you know, random pieces of paper out to say whatever.
It reminds me of like this story that's going on. It just keeps building. Off of,
I can ramble incoherently for days.
Maybe we should bring it up with a song so we don't just like ramble for the rest of the episode.
Yeah, we'll do some more rambling after the next song. That sounds good.
So, what's track three on this awesome album?
Glory Box.
It would be the it's Glory Box 3, also known as the Other Bigfoot.
Sing along if you know the words.
Thank you. full speed, like a cat and like a bird, wind beneath his feet, with the help of forest friends and very special girls, wild boy and hairy man, out to save the world, out to save the world. Look into his eyes and see his big foot brain, see his big foot brain. We'll be right back.
Oh, you should have had it start back up again. Wouldn't that have been funny if it starts back up again?
Psych.
Oh, I fucking hate that when you're at a show. Everybody claps, and then they start back up, and you all feel like jackasses.
That could have gone on forever, you guys. I loved it.
Well, part two's on the other side.
Fucking rad.
There's part two?
So what was the name of that show? Bigfoot and the Kid?
Wild Boy. Bigfoot and Wild Boy.
Bigfoot and Wild Boy. I got to check that out. I got to look at pictures of that right now.
It's on YouTube.
Oh, that's so awesome. I recently discovered Tales of the Golden Monkey, which is something that I thought was a fever dream of my childhood, but actually happened.
No, that was
I remember that.
Yeah,
oh, that was fucking great. And I didn't realize at first, I vaguely remembered, but I put it all together, that a whole season of Archer is a crazy fever dream recreation of that.
What season?
Really? I forget. It's one of the coma seasons. So Archer had like a regular Archer, and then Archer goes into a coma, and there's three separate seasons, one of which is a space. They're in space.
I hate the space
one of which they're in the 40s in like Chicago or someplace.
Oh, yeah.
And then the other one is he like flies a plane and has an eye patch, and Krieger is a parrot that talks and they live on an island and there's Nazis. That is Tales of the Golden Monkey.
I think you're making that up.
He's not.
It's totally real.
I don't remember that.
But I didn't put it all together until afterwards. And then I was like, wait a minute. Wasn't there a fucking show that I watched that had that and that I remembered when I was a kid? And then I found it on YouTube and it was amazing.
All right, I'm going to go home and rewatch that season.
Oh, but that's not. But I want to see the pictures of. Yeah, no, that's my favorite, actually. That's my favorite one of all the seasons.
I hated the space when it came back on the other day. Like, we just rewatched series, and I'm like, oh my God, this is so dumb. Can we just skip this? We are like one of those, we just can't not watch things in order.
It sounds like you're talking about us, actually.
What? Oh.
Wait, it's Bigfoot and Wild Boy? Bigfoot and, what is it?
Yeah.
What?
Bigfoot and Wild Boy.
That was the last. So the last episode, that was the last song.
Yeah. So the way this works is you got to start watching that series when you queue up the record.
And it syncs together like Dark Souls.
That's not true.
You guys, it is totally Land of the Lost looking.
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
Kim, it is if you take the acid at the right time.
Wow.
When's the right time to take
it? Dude, and I think
they do.
Food.
And I'm too busy to do drugs. Who has time?
I don't know. What was it? A thing I did, and the thing I still do, is that what you're saying?
Oh, I used to. I still do, but I used to, too.
I mean, I still do. I used to.
We don't. We're not advocating.
Dare, I never came back.
Don't do drugs, kids.
Dare to
don't do
keep
it.
Kids off drugs. Dare. We dare. Keep drugs off.
What does dare stand for again?
It stood for something.
We're all just like,
something.
Drugs are really.
Resistance with the R.
Excellent.
Drug awareness, resistance, it's education.
Drugs are really excellent.
Yeah, it's drugs are really excellent.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I just remember that I went to those things and they said, yeah, and I had all these problems and I was really scared and then I drank alcohol and it all went away and I was like, Where do I get alcohol? Like,
you missed the second part.
Right, yeah.
I had a guy come to my school and he had a tracheotomy performed and then he wrapped Rapper's Delight for us and said, don't smoke.
Dude, that's amazing.
He wrapped it through his tracheotomy.
Yeah, yeah, through the
wow. Yeah.
Now what you hear is not a test.
Yeah,
that's that's messed up.
I smoke a pack a day,
but yeah, it made you want to smoke, huh?
Yeah, it sure
like,
does.
That guy's
yeah.
cool.
Like, I can still be cool with the trach. It's all good.
Yeah, yeah. Look at this guy. Yeah,
he's doing rappers for life.
He's all right.
Yeah. Do they sell filterless Pall Malls at the Maverick still, or is that that thing that doesn't happen anymore?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I don't know if the filter actually does anything. I don't think the filter helps.
Pall Malls are just filterless there.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Oh. I bet you were trying to get like throat straights. Cancer faster.
Yeah.
Without a filter.
It's TV dinners, gin, and Pall Malls.
Oh, man.
Yeah. God, that sounds so good.
My friends.
It really does. I'm starving. That sounds awesome. And like TV dinners with like tin foil containers. Remember those from back in the day?
Mm-hmm.
And you'd have Swanson. You had to keep the tin foil over the top of the dessert. Everything else, you took the tinfoil off,
mm-hmm.
but then the dessert had the tinfoil on it, so it
wouldn't
fry it. Yeah. Or apple pie.
Right.
Yeah. That was fucking badass when you can't eat that till the very end.
This episode is brought to you by Swanson's.
And the 70s.
Yeah.
Every other podcast is
and
bringing
Paul
you
Mall.
Factor meals,
Bigfoot
but no.
Bigfoot and Wild Boy totally ate those Swanson dinners, you guys.
Bigfoot and Wild Boy?
Yep.
I wonder if that was like a tie-in, too, for like sponsorship or something.
Oh my God.
No, that's Mac and Me and McDonald's.
Oh yeah.
And Coke.
Yeah. Mac and Me's great.
And,
but you know there was product placement in Bigfoot and Wild Boy too, right? At some point they like hold up a Mr. Pibb or something or a Tab.
No. Bigfoot.
I would just like to, you know, kudos to Leah and Cyril for making that a song that I'm proud of.
Hell yeah. That's a great song.
Oh, yeah, that shit rocked.
They're all rad, dude, so far.
Yeah.
So great.
So far?
Well, I don't know. You got two more, so we'll see.
We have a couple of chances to disappoint us.
But this is the first time, outside of Glitter Bats and Murder Rock that I'm hearing like songs about an actual thing, like a movie or a show. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because normally when I'm hearing that, it's coming out of Freddy.
Okay, well, here's a perfect segue into the next song then. It's called Party On. Guess what it's about.
Wayne's World.
Darren's mom.
Television show.
That's the university of your mom.
Party on, party on. Party on, party on. Party on, party on. Party on, party on, party on. All the glory days is gone. Party on, party on, they're all gone. Party on, party on, all the glory days is gone. Party on, party on, they're all gone. Party on, party on.
So good.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Oh, thanks.
I see you guys coming back. Just put it together, put it out. Fucking, it's so fucking rad.
Like all this within the last year.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Like since last summer.
I've been working on Roxy Collie for like fucking 5 years or something, right, Rick?
Yeah, but like when we decided to restart a song all over again, and we're like, we
no, there's reasons,
whole,
but still,
like things, yeah, just kind of
just
happening.
Fucking going in, knocking out that fucking killer record. That's not even finished yet. We got one more song, you guys. But
well, thanks.
Kudos,
man. That means a lot coming from you, man. I appreciate that.
I want to see it live so bad. Like,
I
kind of
love though that it's not about that. It's just like,
yeah, I do.
We're hanging out and having a good time. And by the way, this album happened as a result of that.
Yeah,
I think we've all played live a lot.
Yeah,
I mean, if we weren't having so much jobs,
yeah, fucking,
that's a problem.
It really is.
Yeah, it'd be different.
Be cool to do a rad show, like, you know.
Well, I mean,
if y'all ever change your mind,
we
know.
Yeah.
So
if we were to do a show, though, then we would have to rehearse for the show instead of going up there and writing new songs.
Right.
Like, we have five more songs we're working on right now.
Right.
Three that are really close.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's because these two work together really well. And I just get to kind of go along for the ride. And, you know, having those dates booked with Zach was our timeline.
Right.
Like, we had that as a focus, like an end date sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And these two always work it out really well. For me, because, like, you came over at the beginning of COVID and got the last of my drums. I still don't have drums. Like,
oh, when I bought that snare.
Yeah. That was the last of the drums for me. I have never replaced them.
Mm.
So I get to go and play on Alex's kit up at Panther Valley. Having those dates with Zach was just like, for the love of God, I get to hear studio drums and have fun just pounding away on those for no good reason. But then, like, getting to do stuff with Alex and then Leah and Cyril coming back, that was a reason to get to do stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So we, you know, have the studio time, and it's like, I'm going to do one or two takes, and then I get to sit back and listen to everything that they get to do. And that's what makes the songs listenable. I can't stand anything I've ever been a part of, like, recording wise. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to play it back. It's hard for me to listen to stuff that I've ever done, even from way back when.
Mm-hmm.
But I will listen to it very rarely to be stoked on, like, oh, I love what Leah did on that song. I love it. I love how her and Cyril sound together. I love the nostalgia of hearing this part in this song because they did this thing that resonates with me, and I get to enjoy that, which I know sounds fucking super pretentious, but I'm also terribly lazy. So
aren't we all?
So I'm
so
like,
you two are propping this whole entire thing up.
Yeah. Well, it's all built on drums.
No,
though.
It's yeah, exactly. It's,
but who's really in charge?
Right.
I mean, that's what I want to know.
That guy.
She is. Lee is in charge. Cyril and I know it.
Pretty much.
That's not true.
But that's like, to Cyril's point earlier, it's like, it's just when Leah moved to Oregon, I'm like, okay, I guess maybe that's it. Will I see her again? I don't know. Fucking whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't think about it in that context. Like, oh, we should do this. Oh, we should do that. Da, 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 da.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, here comes this opportunity again. She comes back, says, guess what, stupid? You're going to play with me. And I'm like, yeah, that's right. I am.
Mm-hmm.
I am stupid, and I am going to play with you.
The universe called for it again.
And yeah, it's something I look forward to because I get to hear what these two are going to do creatively. Even if it's something as simple as, oh, I stole this line from my kid's, you know, book. We all do that. We're all, oh, Patrick said something. I'm going to reinterpret that later down the road. You know, mm-hmm. All the projects Nick does, I'm going to be like, supportive and stoked, even if I'm just at home going, you are really neat. I think what you do is fun. Please have a good day. Like,
well, that makes my day too. Every once in a while when you do that.
Because, well, I mean, that's, I think.
It's awesome.
And it's like us. Like
he gets it.
Yeah, like us three, we are definitely remnants of an old Reno.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But we also are from that era of we would go to the Zephyr to watch your band play.
Mm-hmm.
We would go watch Cyril's band play. I still have to hear about fucking everybody and their goddamn mother loving Lodestar.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If I hear another woman sing 110 to me and tell me how cool Leah is again, I'm going to fucking lose it.
Yeah, I know. Josh Chewbacca was sad he couldn't be here today because he's a big fan and friend and family.
Oh,
know,
yeah.
Also, you'd have lost it.
Yeah. Oh, and Lenny, Matt, and I, we think we've narrowed down where the Susanville 97 VHS is.
Wait, what?
We think
really?
Susanville?
I've looked everywhere. The basement, the upstairs, the other random places. It's got to be in a bin under the stairs.
Tell me about Susanville.
Remember we had the podcast that Chewy did that was just the trip to Susanville?
Yes. Yes.
He's got the video
because I'm from there. And so I'm like, what do you mean there was ever music in Susanville? Oh, my God. Except for the fucking fair, the county fair. We get Toby Keith once in a while. Like, that's it. That was the extent of what happened in Susanville when I was there.
No, I was trying to find it before tonight. I can't physically make it to underneath the stairs.
Oh, shit.
But I've looked everywhere else, and we feel like it's got to be there.
I'll bring Pauline over, and we'll be like, okay, crawl in there and grab it.
Yeah.
But yeah, and I apologize. He's tiny.
And that's how I had to call the fire department the second time. We lost our baby.
But yeah, because you're on there, Scott's on there, you know, Josh is on. It's like,
oh, wild.
It's
I don't think I did I play? I played one of them with Sprout.
Yeah,
and then I think one I just went to with Marianne.
Where did you play?
It looked like a gym or something.
A gym?
Yeah.
Maybe it's like a rec center or something.
Chewy has the gig poster.
There was the vets hall.
Yeah, it looks. Maybe it was the VFW then. Yeah,
we'll have to check the gig poster with Chewy.
Yeah, yes. And it's on the web. It's on our website.
He's gonna listen to this episode, so Chewy, just you know,
we're looking.
Chime in.
Lynn and I are gonna find it for you.
I took a picture of the flyer. So
what was the name of that? What was the name of that show? The podcast show.
All the Way to Susanville, I think, is the name of it. Episode.
It was on Thanksgiving.
It was like Chewy's archives.
It was our
all the way to Susanville.
I think it was our Thanksgiving special.
Okay.
Oh yeah, it was a Thanksgiving special.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah,
that was the first one I was on.
I think Chewy has a special coming up, doesn't he? Does he?
I don't know if we have a Chewy show booked. Since Chewy
we were
shows,
talking about it.
He takes all the old tapes and plays them back.
Mm. Yeah, I have a whole bin of that. That's when we found that VHS as I was transferring, like. The Lodestar sets from, you know, the Ice House.
National Guard Armory.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's
the National Guard Armory on Russell Avenue.
That's I remember. Yeah, that's the fairgrounds.
But yeah, you know, we were transferring all the old video 8s and the VHSs and digitizing them. And I was putting it on an external drive and I had like, you know, Cyril at the Zephyr and because we always played the Zephyr and the Tumbleweed and the Ice House. And wherever else, you know, basements. And
what was that one on the way to, like, up the hill? What was that one place? It's like kind of out of the way, but North Virginia, kind of close to that ballpark that's across the street.
Blue Light or Blue Lamp?
No. It was, what was that little place? Mike Tyson and Tommy's record. They took a picture in front of it.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that weird little spot over there?
Yes.
Kind of out of the way.
Yeah. I just talked to one of those guys. That's weird.
Yeah.
Who,
another, band we followed back then was those guys.
Mikey.
They're fun.
I just talked to Mikey.
Of Mike Tyson and Tommy.
Oh, I thought you meant actually Mike Tyson took a picture
there.
There
were just three guys. That was their names.
Okay. That's awesome.
Yeah, I know. Like. That was always funny because, like, maybe if you move the names around, we're like, nah, fuck it. Mike Tyson. That sounds funny.
Mm-hmm. We
like,
really
it works
need,
that way.
We really need to have that Reno history guy. I don't remember the name of his channel on YouTube, but he took Max around and they looked at all these old Reno venues.
Yeah.
And he does like a video every month about like cool old Reno shit. And I don't remember his name, but he seems cool. He should come on the podcast.
Yeah. That'd Again, Chewbacca will.
Yeah. Anybody
he's way
just
into
us up.
And, We should have him on.
Hell yeah. Great. And then do the mixtape show.
So you guys aren't playing anytime soon, but maybe?
Maybe.
What I'm hearing is that you guys need to just book a date and then you'll figure it out.
That's right.
You're probably right.
Totally.
Yeah.
Goals.
And they need a guitar player who will just do whatever Cyril says.
And if you already have three that are ready, that's like 8. Well, but again, your songs are 10-minute songs, so. You don't need as many.
Not all of them, but yeah, some of them are.
Yeah, I mean, the last one, you don't actually have to play the whole thing.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. No.
Yeah,
on
that's
repeat.
32 bars or what, 54 bars or something.
Yeah, this is
There's a lock track on that.
Oh, we should have done a lock track, yeah. Man, that's a missed opportunity.
What's a lock track?
It's when the last ring of the record just repeats and repeats and repeats, and it never goes
like
off.
Like on Sgt. Pepper's.
But you only hear it if your turntable doesn't have an automatic return.
That's true.
Because I recently realized that one of my Cure like picture discs, the center part of the record looks like it has a song on it, like the middle. And I was like, that looks like there's a fucking song there. But my turntable has an automatic return; it won't ever play that. So I don't know what to do.
Rick, if you ever need to slum it, you can come over to my house. I'm a poor. You can definitely use my shitty turntable.
And it just keeps going to the middle forever?
Yes!
I was like, I got to buy a $20 turntable that doesn't return just so I can fucking hear what's on there. It totally looks like there's a song there. So I don't know. We'll find out.
Then you have to record it so you can digitally have it. So you can put it on your mixtapes, right?
Yes. Fucking A, totally. Because lately I've been digitizing a bunch of my records.
I mean, me sitting here talking about VHSs makes me, I think, a poor.
No, it just makes you a hipster.
Oh my God, but if there's only one copy of that, we have to get that show from Susan.
Makes
Bill.
Us an old.
Yes.
It makes you rich. It makes you rich in spirit.
Am I drinking a craft beer and wearing a hat?
That's a very polite way to call someone poor.
Yeah. I'm poor. Right.
Calling them rich in spirit. Rich
I wish
spirit.
You had told us we were doing this podcast with pores. I mean, we would have brought more kava juice or whatever.
To get you through. Well, anyway, real quick, before we get to the next song, this weekend, if none of y'all have plans, or if you have plans, change them and go do this thing. Beer Can 20 Years with Manchild and F.O. at Cypress is Friday night.
So celebrate 20 years. Congrats, Beer Can.
If I wasn't on call, I would be there. And then also Saturday at Alpine is Asphalt Socialites with the new Nothing and the Electric.
Damn. Right on. That's fucking rad.
So all podcast Shit. Alum, go see him. That's right. Thing. Actually, Beer Can probably not. Has Beer Can been on?
We might have had Beer Can on. We gotta search the podcast. Podcast.
That's why
site.
We have the blog.
I feel like we had Beer Can on at least once, but
we've thought that before
wrong.
And been wrong. Or we thought somebody was on six times and they were like, no, I was on once.
Yeah.
And we're like, but we think about you all the time.
But you're probably in other bands that you've been on the show. So remember that too. Like, well, you're in four bands that have been on. They're all, but this band's never been on before or just been on only once. But it's, it just gets all the faces and all the bands and all the people.
That's why we have an archive.
Yes.
And a blog. Thanks for all you do with that, Nick. You're killing it.
Thank you.
Guys, when I search beer can, beer box episode comes up, and that is not the same thing.
No. That's a different
beer
thing.
Beer box episode.
You don't want to know.
Oh, was that like the first or second season that I'm not allowed to listen to?
Yeah, it was a different time.
It's season three, but I think it's just us.
When did I come on? Like 7 years to a... I don't know. I was halfway through the age of the show.
Yeah,
where
like
we're
year
at now.
8 or 9.
So I'm like
that.
Where did I pick up? It was you guys were like not that bad by the time I came on. Like I mean, as far as like mellowed out and like not.
We just had a couple rough edges that still needed to go, and that was it. Yeah.
Yeah, we were just starting to turn. And now we've completed.
You're
not quite completed the turn, but
you're not that bad.
We hang out up here.
Eerily reminiscent of every time I've, been with somebody and they've said, that was all right.
That's what we shoot for. That was all right.
That's not what I meant.
It was okay.
They used to be a lot raunchier.
I guess.
Yeah. It was,
from what I hear.
It was bad.
Yeah, we'd get drunk and just say stupid shit for an hour. But no, it was actually like 3 hours.
They cleaned up their act because a girl was around when I showed up.
No.
Yeah, we had a different voice and it gave it. It was like, oh, yeah, we,
we got cleaner shit.
It's not just a sausage party locker room, It's fucking.
You have to have a sausage party in a locker room? What?
You don't have to. You can have one of those anywhere with consenting adults.
Ooh,
anywhere you want.
Sausage party.
It just happens.
That's on the
video. Locker rooms are good, though.
We've got two now.
Yeah.
That's where a sausage party happens.
Oh,
that'd
be a really humid sausage party.
Yeah. No, the locker room is the only place where you see like really old balls.
They just say stupid.
Normally with see really old
balls.
They are
aggressive.
Balls and aggressive arches.
About it.
Oh, yeah. No, just so wangin'. Yeah.
That's what the singlet's for. You got to wear the singlet.
Singlet. Yeah.
The standard, what is it called? The standard uniform.
You can't come over if you're not wearing a singlet. That's kind of my motto.
Oh, fuck.
All right. So.
Oh, what is this last song we're going to hear at the end of the show?
The
Davos Mountain. And to me, this is the sequel to The Other Bigfoot, where in The Other Bigfoot, Wild Boy meets Bigfoot in the forest, and they get together. Bigfoot teaches him ways, and they do good deeds. And then in Davos Mountain, that's kind of where the, you know, the global overlords are, have taken over everything, except they can't find Bigfoot and Wild Boy, but they have to complete the destruction of Bigfoot and Wild Boy to kill the spirit, the remaining spirit of humanity.
Whoa.
And yeah, all in good humor though.
Sounds epic.
Yeah.
Is this an actual episode or is this all just like,
did you write this one?
Well, we all wrote it. Yeah. But it definitely came from images of the show.
Inspiration. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very cool.
And modern times.
Love it. Right. Songs are so great because they work literally and metaphorically, and
yeah,
whatever you're going through individually, you can tie all that shit into songs. And you know what I mean? So like, you know, when they ask people, what's it about? It's like, well, for me, the writer, it could be about this. And I almost don't even want to tell you because I think what you're thinking is fucking way cooler.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. It could be.
Yeah.
You guys are rad, dude.
Thanks. Yeah.
Thanks, you guys, for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for sharing the record.
Hell yeah.
Everybody.
Thanks so much. It's really nice to see you all.
Yep.
Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Shout out to all the good bands that are playing this weekend.
Hell yeah.
Right?
Yeah, hell yeah. Have a great set. And for the Reverend Rory Dowd, for the Lord Strice, and the rest of us here at the Worst Little Podcast, I'm Nick Ramirez saying life is short, and we love you. See you at the show.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.